This hypnotic file is the first installment of the 7 Days of Edging series. This file is erotic in content and should only be listened to by people 18 years or older. This series will require some commitment, though. Once you start this series, there is no going back. Well, that's if you want to ever orgasm again. This series is meant to push you past your sexual limits and deepen your own arousal whenever you're erotically hypnotized. While I explain the rules of this series, start to breathe in slowly and deeply, letting your mind drift as you listen to my words. Just breathing so calm and peacefully, relaxing, and feeling so good. Whether you're experienced or new to hypnosis, the same rule applies. You can always go deeper into trance than ever before. It's so simple. All you must do is let my words form your reality. This week of recordings is going to proceed as follows. On the first day, you will be hypnotically made to edge on the verge of an orgasm. If you're not familiar with edging, I will soon teach you. On the second day of the series, you will be hypnotically influenced to edge twice. Each day will add an additional round of edging until day 7. In which I edge you 7 times. And finally I will let you orgasm. You can only imagine how powerful your orgasm would be after an entire week of tease and denial. Just keep on relaxing as you listen to the rules. You find my voice just soothes you so much right now. The sound of my voice is making you feel so drowsy. You are just sinking deeper, slowly and calmly. You will continue to sink deeper as I explain the series even more. Now, this series isn't just fun. There's some challenge to it. In a few minutes, after I explain the rules, I'm going to give you a moment to choose if you want to continue the series. And once you choose to stay, a powerful hypnotic suggestion will restrict your ability to orgasm. Some people might call this a sort of hypnotic curse, but I find that word too harsh. In many ways, this can be a blessing to some. Once you start this series, you will not be able to orgasm until day 7. Your mind will automatically block and deny your ability to orgasm until you've completed this entire series. If your body starts to betray your mind, if you accidentally start to orgasm before I tell you to on day 7, you will automatically and immediately stop yourself from touching and ruin your orgasm. And here's where things get really fun. If you accidentally start to come, and thus you have to ruin your orgasm, you must start all the way back to the first recording. No exceptions. If you have an accident, you have to start all the way over. And these files must be listened through in numeric order. And the very first time that you attempt this series, you may only listen to 1 file per day. If you have to start all the way over again and redo any files, only then can you listen to multiple files in any given day. No one should be able to complete this series in less than 1 week. Knowing what you know about this series, I invite you now to make a choice. Would you like to go, or would you like to stay and experience this week of blessed edging? I will count from 10 to 1. If you wish to leave, each number will waken you more and more, and you're welcome to leave when I reach 1. But in the back of your mind, a seed of curiosity will be placed. You will always wonder what you missed out on by not continuing with this file. And if you dare to stay with me, each number will just sink you deeper and deeper into trance. Knowing that it was your own choice to stay will strengthen your ability to reach new depths of mindlessness. 10. Better make up your mind now. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. For those of you who have chosen to stay, I congratulate you on choosing to start this exciting adventure. Now I would like to take all of your attention and focus it on my voice. My words are going to guide you so very deep into relaxation, so very deep into trance. Every word I say just entrances you so very much. You can let go, sinking deeper and deeper, feeling better as you let every word I say fill your mind. I'd also like you to calm your breathing even more, breathing in a slow and calming rhythm. Every breath in fills you with relaxation. Every breath out pushes out stress and tension. As the relaxation fills your body, you feel as if you're starting to melt into the furniture. And now, with each breath in, you feel that all of your thoughts are being gently exhaled right out of your mind, breathing out your stress, tension, and thoughts. Those only get in the way of relaxation. The more you empty your mind, the more room you have for relaxation, and the more room you have for pleasure. Allow every word I say to gently soothe you, feeling so calm, comfortable, safe, and secure. The deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. You want to allow yourself to sink deeper, to feel more pleasure. And as you relax more and more, you feel your last few thoughts being exhaled away, as your mind just fills up with more warm, gentle, and soothing relaxation. And now, every time you breathe out, I want you to feel all of your strength leaving you. Imagine whatever furniture that you're on is just gently levitating above the ground. Your body melts into the furniture as the furniture becomes weightless and gently floats in the air. You feel so calm and peaceful right now. The more you relax, the deeper your mind sinks into trance. In a moment, I'm going to snap my fingers and say the word sleep. And in the moment that I do that, your mind is going to shut off. Every muscle will go loose and limp, just like you are a rag doll Your mind will be blank and empty, and you will feel an overwhelming sense of joy. Shh. No more thinking. No more thoughts. Sleep. Mind off. Body so heavy. Going into a deep trance makes you feel so good. Always sinking deeper and deeper with every single word I say. No more thoughts, only the feeling of sinking deeper and the pleasure growing stronger as you listen, letting my voice guide you. Now that you're beginning to truly relax, we need to rev up your arousal. In a minute, I'm going to awaken you from trance. And this time, when I snap my fingers and tell you to sleep, you're going to shut off your mind, except for the part of your mind that controls your arousal. This part will not shut off. In fact, for each recording in this series, whenever I tell you to sleep, you find that it triggers your arousal to be helplessly turned on, relaxing. Every time I say sleep, your mind turns off. You sink deeper into trance, and you grow ever more increasingly horny and aroused, getting ready to wake up, only to sink deeper. Waking up on three. One, two, three. Wake up. Open your drowsy eyes. You still feel so relaxed. Are you ready to plunge even deeper? Good. Sleep. Mind off and feeling a deep wave of arousal spreading across your body and mind. No resisting. You feel so good. Letting go more and more. Your mind drifts so peacefully in this arousal, sinking deeper, feeling deeper pleasure. Your mind is just like a muscle. It can be trained to perform better, to go deeper. The more you practice going deep into trance, the deeper your mind sinks, the more arousal that you can feel. Getting ready to wake up again. To sink even deeper upon returning into trance, and to feel another tsunami of pleasure throughout your body and mind. Waking up on three. One, two, three. Wake up, taking a slow, deep breath of air in. Sleep. Even deeper, feeling even better. Feeling the arousing force of trance consuming your mind. You give into this arousal. The deep pleasure of trance feels so wonderful that you can't possibly resist. No more thinking, blank and empty, like a mindless mannequin. Your brain is all ready to accept my hypnotic words. Each breath is starting to fill you with an overwhelming sexual energy, and this energy is spreading to your hands. The energy is spreading and growing stronger and stronger. You feel your hands are starting to move automatically. Your hands are starting to creep to in between your legs. Empty mind and wandering hands. The sexual energy in your hands is radiating outwards. You start to masturbate automatically and mindlessly. No thoughts, just deep pleasure. You are still sinking deeper and deeper, becoming more deeply hypnotically aroused. Sleep even deeper. Your arousal is building up. You feel so good and amazing. Keep mindlessly masturbating. Your mind is so deeply impressionable. all of my words sink so very deep into your mind. You started this series. There's no turning back. In a moment, I'm going to drop you deeper into trance and recite to you an implanting limerick into your mind. This limerick will be the trigger for the curse of this series. This trigger will lock away your ability to orgasm. Only in the final video of this series will the curse be broken. You are bound to my words until you finish the series. Continue to masturbate mindlessly as you sleep even deeper, sinking deeper with every number I count from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's begin. This curse at worst will cause you frustration. Defeat means eternal masturbation. It's law unmistakable. This curse is unbreakable. Success is sweet sexual salvation. Sleep. Even deeper. You are bound to these words. You must complete the series if you ever desire to come again. If at any point of this series, if your arousal pushes you over the edge and you feel your body starting to betray your mind, if you start to come, your hands will fall limp to your side instantly. You will ruin your orgasm. And if you must ruin your orgasm, you must start the entire series over again from day one. There is no exception. These rules are absolute. Feeling your arousal growing 10 times stronger as the curse takes control over your body. You will be safe, but you must obey. Feeling so good, mindlessly masturbating as you are so helplessly hypnotized. You feel yourself already starting to approach your first edging of the series. It's the only one that you're going to get today, so we'll need to make sure that it's very powerful. Masturbating even more passionately, feeling more pleasure exploding in your brain, blank and empty, engulfed in this mindless arousal. You feel shivers moving down your spine as your body becomes even more sensitive. Your hands feel so wonderful right now. Every touch, stroke, caress feels more amazing than ever before when you were in a deep trance. And knowing that you can't come makes your arousal even more powerful. Your body is already aching for release. Now in a moment, I'm going to have you edge. You are to push yourself to as close to an orgasm as you can. You are to give your body the ultimate teasing. And just when you think your body will explode in orgasm, you will stop touching. You will leave your body unsatisfied and denied. And even though you'll feel so frustrated, your mind will just melt deeper into the sexual frustration, building up more and more. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you are going to push your body to the edge. You will control when you stop. You will edge as long as you safely can without coming. Remember, if you push yourself too far and accidentally start to come, you must start this series all over. I expect you, though, to push yourself enough that you shouldn't be able to withstand edging more than 10 seconds. For this recording, if you find that you could have gone longer than that, then you weren't pushing yourself hard enough. In future recordings, I will push you harder and longer. It's a delicate balancing act, and if you don't get it just right, you will be trapped in an endless cycle of restarting the series over and over, helplessly unable to orgasm ever again, building up more and more. One, blank and empty. Two, mindlessly masturbating. Three, deeply controlled. Four, bound by this curse. Five, your orgasms deeply locked away. 6. Building up closer and closer to an orgasm that you're not going to get. 7. Getting ready to edge. 8. To helplessly tease your body. 9. Hypnotized so deeply. And 10. Edge now. Edging yourself into pure sexual bliss. Feeling your body yearning for just a tiny bit more. But no, stopping now. Stop edging. That is all you get for today. The frustration you feel just melts your mind, engraving this curse even more deeply. You must finish all 7 days of this week of edging. There's no choice. You simply have to do it if you ever want to come again. Feeling so good, feeling so amazing, looking forward to trying every day of this series, feeling so good, so wonderful. In a moment, I'm going to begin to wake you out of trance. When you wake up, you're going to feel so positive, so happy, so wonderful, rejuvenated and refreshed, since you had a nice little mental break for the day. But there's one other thing that you'll be feeling when you wake out of trance. You will feel deeply, deeply horny still. And it's only going to get worse with every day of this series. So, right now, just breathing in slowly and deeply, eager to finish this week of edging, to complete all 7 days. Breathing in and out. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you can open your eyes and wake up out of trance. 1. Slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2. Breathing in. Feeling a warm energy entering into your body, spreading down your arms and legs. 3. Slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 4. Feeling the energy getting stronger in your body, still feeling that warm, deep arousal locked away inside of you, unable to be fully satisfied, at least for 1 week. And 5, wake up, open your eyes, feeling so awake and rejuvenated, refreshed and alert. Thank you very much for listening to day 1. Good luck with the rest of this series.